Yud Tes Shvat, Monday the 20th of January, Rabbi David Zahn, Oinores Devorim, Hurtful Speech.
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem, again. Very nice to be back. Interesting, when I was a boy, we used to have in Sunderland, used to be an old Yerushalayim Yid, used to come every year collecting, and Mashallah, there weren't so many in those days, this is one or 2 years ago, and it was actually when he came collecting for the Eidah Haredes of Yosef Scheinberg, I don't know if I maybe heard of him, he told me that when he was young, he always used to think, the easy sedras go till Mishpatim, that's all the stories, and the hard sedras start from Mishpatim, because that's the halakha, it's hard. So when he got a bit older, he understood that the hard sedras go till Mishpatim, and the easy sedras, to understand the mice, honest, to understand what the sipurim from the Torah, what the Torah tells us, and halakha's, that's already easy. So whichever way you look at it, so this week we're starting either the easy or the hard ones, whichever way you look at it. So, I know as Devorim, hurtful speech. This is something which is relevant to all of us all the time in all settings, in a family setting, in a work setting, in a chavrusa setting. I know as Devorim, hurtful speech, it's a lav. And one of the makaris of this Issa is a pasuk in this week's Sedra, Kol almona v'yosayim lo yisa'anun. Here's talking specifically about almona v'yosayim, speaking in a hurtful way to almona v'yosayim. So Rashi says, so what happens if it's not almona v'yosayim? Is there an Issa? Who adin l'chol adam? In Bemis, it's who adin l'chol adam. Elo shediba hakosuv behaiva. Torah talks about, normally, because Amon and Yosef are defenseless, they don't stick up for them, you dare to take liberties. It made the Torah talks about Amon and Yosef, but it applies to everybody equally. Who adin l'chol adam? Elo shediba hakosuv behaiva. Torah talks about what's normal. Lefi, shehen teshushe koyach, they're shvach, but double much other is how people take advantage. Mela, that's why the Torah is stressed. But really, it doesn't make a difference who it is, whether it's a member of your family, or your chavrusa, or your colleague, or whoever it is. There's an issa of a nas, the word will soon see exactly what that issa entails. So Rashi was obviously bothered by the fact, why did the Torah say that the issa is almona v'yosef, it applies to everybody. So Rashi says it's lavdafka, it's true, it applies to everybody. Bemis Rashi is very difficult, because there is another mufurish pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Behar, where the Torah says, "V'loisaynu ishes hamisoi v'yoreis omeilekecho." Says Rashi, "Kan hize alenu as devorin." This is the issa. So, shelo yaklet as chaveiro, you shouldn't accept him. Lo yasiru isu shenegev, give bad advice. V'im toima mi yidea im niskavanti l'ra. I will say, but who knows? I didn't mean it. I never meant it. Who says I meant it? The kachnem yoreis omeilekecho. I yidea mach Rabban Shem veis. Rabban Shem knows. Whatever it says, something to tolerate a machshava, you could say, I didn't mean it. Well, we don't know, but the Baruch Hashem knows. So, it's quite clear that the issa of Einaz Devorim applies across the board, applies to everybody. So that's the case, it's difficult to understand the Rashi. What does Rashi want, first? Rashi says, Alman of Yosef Lo Yisa'anun. The Rashi says, it's lav dafka, it applies to everybody. Well, we have a full shaposik for everybody. You see, if you wouldn't have had this Rashi, I would have said that there's a lav across the board, and there's an extra lav for Alman of Yosef. That's what I would have said. But Rashi somehow wants to say, this lav applies to everybody as well. We've got already a lav of Einaz Devorim. This is what we need to understand. That's right. The lav of Einaz Devorim in Rambam, where does Rambam bring this down? He actually brings this down where you'd expect to find it, in Hilchos Deis, because Einaz Devorim has got to do with bad middos, obviously. So Hilchos Deis, where the Rambam talks about middos, talks about gachas and gaiva and all these type of things. Zeh the Rambam says, Chayev Odom lihizoy b'yisoyim v'almonos. One has to be very careful. They're depressed. Even if they've got money, even the king died and there's a queen, and there's the queen, but she hasn't got a husband, and also, whatever. How do you deal with them kindly, etc. So this is what the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Deis. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Deis, does not say, that's benegeh talmon of a yosim. What about the issa of a nas, the one to everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry? This the Rambam brings down a different place, funnily enough, in Hilchos Mechira. Hilchos Mechira, where the Rambam talks about the Hilchos of Einoas Momon, there's two types of Einoas. Einoas Momon, overcharging. If you charge more than a sixth than the value of the article which you're selling, then it's the Issa of Einoas. And he brings together Einoas Devorim, because Bemis, in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, puts the two together. Einoas Momon and Einoas Devorim, which also needs an explanation. Einoas Momon is overcharging, it's a form of gezel, even though the other person knows he's being overcharged, but still the Torah says it's Osa. and in Ars Devarim, which has got nothing to do with overcharging. It's in Ars Devarim. And the Rambam puts the two together because the Mishnah does. In fact, the Rambam says, "Kashem shehoinoya b'mekach u'memka." Just like there's the issa of oinah when it comes to mekach u'memka, buying and selling, kach hoinah b'dvarim. So also there's the issa hoinah b'dvarim. Shenema loisainu ishes amisoi v'yoreisa melekecho ani Hashem. Ketzad, the Rambam. What constitutes oinah b'dvarim? The Rambam quotes a few examples which the Gemara Taka says. Hoya bal tshuva loyemus chay masech harishim. I remember when you were young. Oh, you did this and this. Oh, you came from such a family, whatever. Says Rami, he was again. He used to, and he wants to learn. He said, your mouth used to eat nevelis and treifis. You want to learn Torah? Or how you chaloyim yisroim born of someone's never suffering or whatever. Sorrows. You shouldn't say it's must be because of your aveis. Whatever. This is all examples of einas devarim. So it's interesting. The din of Einoas Almana Yosem Lo Sa'anun, the Rambam brings in Hilchos Deis, and the din of general Einoah to everybody, chepering hurtful speech, Rambam Hilchos Mechira. Doesn't bring it together, number one. And number two, what's it got to do with Hilchos Mechira? Just because it has the same word, Einoas Mob and Einoas Devarim, therefore goes together, Kashem. Just like you mustn't overcharge, so also you mustn't speak a hurtful word. What's the kashem? So it's chalk and cheese. I mean, just like you mustn't overcharge, you mustn't eat nevela either. I mean, so there's no kashem there. What's the connection? There's a very interesting chinuch. Where the chinuch says, but in the isa b'nar, someone says an amazing thing. He says like this: Im bo chaveiroi etzloi v'hischil letzaroi o lehaknitoi bidvarim. Someone comes along, Reuven comes along to Shimon, and he gives him a gesunter shepa. A shtech in English. You can answer back. You can answer back. It means you don't have to sort of bow your head in submission. You can answer back, says the chinuch. I'm not saying passing any halachas here, but I'm just saying what the chinuch writes. She'i efshel liyos ha'odom ke'even she'ein la'hoifrim. You can't expect to be somebody to be totally unresponsive. You know, just take it all lying down. A person is not obliged to be a doormat. Maybe you can answer back. Void, says the chinuch, sheyeh b'shtikosoi, if he keeps quiet, k'moida ala chirufin. The other says to him, you're a ganav and a rosh and a shmendos, and you keep quiet, maybe that's an admission of guilt. So you're allowed to answer back. Amazing. Ube'emes continues the chinuch, loy titzave ha-toyer liyos odom ke'even shoysik le'mecharfov. Person, the Torah did not obligate a person to stand by when people curse him or shame or whatever. Avol, the Torah says, "Do you don't do it? Or you don't start. You don't start. But if someone starts with you, you can give back. You can give back." What's the pshat in this? What on earth is the pshat? Number one. Number two. The Minchas Chinuch of an art asks the question. The Chinuch, as we mentioned, there's a lav of Leisainu Ishizami. So I know that's Devarim generally for everyone. There's a special lav Almana Leisainu, with specific for Almana and Leisainu. In the lav of Loisainu Ishiv HaMisoi, there the chinuch makes this addition. It says if someone says to you, you can answer back, which you don't understand why. But you know, when it comes to Almon Loisainun, it doesn't say the Almon can answer back. It doesn't say it. So chinuch wonders why, if you're allowed, you're allowed to. But why did the chinuch only write this new chinuch of his, but they get to the lav of Loisainu Ishiv Achiv, and not the negeya to the issa of Almon Yvoyosam Loisainun? The effect of Minchas Chinuch. So, in fact, the chinuch continues, and he says a bit of an explanation. What does it mean? You can answer. What do you mean answer back? You know, two wrongs don't make a right. You know, just because someone, you know, we know that the milah neilavim made a shemim chaposav ena meshivim. That's the milah that's to take it all of me. Why should you answer back? So he says like this: Yesh lonu lilmei dovazer. We can learn this rule. Shemuta lonu la'anis ksil. You can ask someone who shouts or whatever. Me'asher hitira hatayra. There's a din of raidif. If someone breaks into someone else's house, and a person is very protective of his money, and therefore the person breaks in, he's obviously coming out of the hochid, if he sticks up for his money, he's going to kill him. So he's a raidif. So you're allowed to kill the intruder. Says the chinuch, do you know where I get this from, my chiddush? If someone starts shouting at you, hurting you, you can hurt him back with words. It's from the din of Abba Lahorga Hashkem Mahorgai. She'ein Sofik, There's no doubt, says the Chinuch, the person is not obliged to suffer nizokin, damage, verbal damage or verbal abuse from someone else. He's allowed to save himself. It's just like when it comes to protecting his property, he's allowed to stick up for himself and if need be kill the person, he's a roidif. So if the only way he can stick up for himself is by shouting back at Yena that you're also a ganav, whatever it should be, then you can do that. In other words, the Chinuch is saying this is a form of self-defense. Obviously, if by me shouting at him, it'll stop him shouting at me, then it's what it's not stam, it's not hefke in the Weltarai. It means it's just a bala hog hachkum baharagai. So you can deflect the danger, you can get rid of the danger from the intruder by killing him. So if you can get rid of him, stop him doing what he's doing, the hurtful words that you're saying, whatever, with putting you to shame, whatever, by shouting back at him, even if it means shouting derogatory things to him as well and hurting him, if that's the way of stopping him, then you can habala hog hachkum. So, as I say, I'm not passing any halachas here. The chinuch does carry on. It says, "Avada, the milas of tzaddikim is to be nelovim made of shemir chosan hashivim." That the best thing is to try and swallow it and not. But about talking meikra din, tain of the chinuch, you can answer back because abala horgoch hashkin baharagoy. The self defense. So we see from here that verbal abuse. Let's call it verbal abuse. Is a form of mazik. I mean, everyone says sticks and stones break my bones, words will never harm me, but words do harm. It can have a traumatic effect, and therefore a person is allowed to protect himself from the verbal abuse to which he's subjected, if he protects himself and stops Yana shouting. And the Mechayfer, this is the famous Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina writes on the Gemara, that the Gemara says, we all know, for Gimel Averis Chamurois, the Yehorik Val Yavik, Shvich Zdom Averis, Zogile Arais. The Gemara says, "Mutav shiapil adam atzmi l'tuch kifshon ha'ish, al yavim p'nei chaveya b'rabbi." Person, rather than put someone else to shame, you have to be meifer nefesh. The Tosfos and Sota ask the question, what do you mean meifer nefesh? It's not what a gimel aveiros. Man p'nei chaveya b'rabbi, it's not a very nice thing to do. It's not gimel aveiros. The Tosfos says the Teretz, but Rabbeinu Yoina and Shai Tshuva is a noyer dekazach. V'hinei halbonas ponim, putting someone to shame is avak ritzicha. It's connected to ritzicha. Kiporwai. First of all, he says, biologically things happen to him, the color drains out of his face, Kiponov Yechmor, he goes all white, all colors. That's one thing, it's also Doimeter at Sicha. Then he carries on, V'hashem is Kitzah ha'albona, the pain of someone who's put to shame, Mal b'nei chavei barabim, is mar mi mavis, it's terrible. Akein Abu Rabbi Seinu Zechrein Levracha, that's why Chazal said, Lo'olam yapil odom asrik tivshan eish v'yam b'nei chavei barabim. Why? Because it's avak ritzicha. The halacha is that the avizrayu da arayas, what has to be made for nefesh, and avizrayu, all the things which are connected to arayas, even if it's not the actual aveir itself. So similarly, by ritzicha, what has to be made for nefesh, and avak ritzicha. And mal b'nei chaveir is avak ritzicha. Because really, when you think about it, the mindset of the person who's putting someone else to shame is the same as the mindset of a ritzeach. Because the ritzeach thing, Yen is getting in my way, for whatever reason, get rid of him, get rid of him, dispose of him. So someone as Mal B'nei Chayim Rabim has the same type of attitude. Yana, who cares about Yana? Complete disrespect, complete. Yana doesn't exist, I can do what I want. Therefore it's Havakrit. Yana is Nishdor. Yana has got it. It's Mele Dosser Havakrit Sicha. So Reb Moshe Meiser, the Edom of Yeruchim, the Mirim Mashgiach, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Kaplan, who was a Mashgiach of Beis Talmud, the Shver Rebel Pavaski, Zangezund. So he, it's written the Meiser, I thought him on the Svarim. He was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaTalmud. Once it was empty-ish, and someone walked in, and they saw tears coming down. He said, "What's the matter?" He said, "I've just witnessed a crime." He said, "What? I've seen a murder." Murder? Call the police, call the FBI, whatever. So what? Who? What? When? Where's the body? Where? He said, "I saw someone being mal p'nei chaveya b'rabim." So that's a murder. So it's not Rabbeinu Yoina. Mal p'nei chaveya, it's a ritzicha. Al kaponim. So now we can perhaps connect. We can understand a bit more the connection between Einoas Devorim and Einoas Momon. Einoas Momon is Menepsu Yeno, taking Yena's money. You take it and charging him more than he should be paying, more than a sixth more than he should be paying. So you take it, you're hurting it, you're being mazik Yena. You're taking away. So Einoas Devorim is also a mazik. Kishem, Dr. Amban, Kishem, that is also to be a Kishem. You can hurt Yena by taking away his money, by overcharging, and you can hurt him by Nazareth. It's a kashem, it's a connection. That's why, maybe, that's why the Mishnah and the Rambam, obviously the Rambam follows the Mishnah, it puts together in Noah's Devarim with the Noah's Devarim, because it's also, it's a form of mazik. It's like we said, it's avakrat sicha. That's benegeya to the issa of loisoinu ishev achiv. But, if you, and as we said, in Rambam says, so it means saying, reminding a person of his antecedents, where he comes from, what how he used to behave, or whatever, a proper shtech. Interestingly, the Rambam, when the Rambam describes, Amon of Yosem Loisa Anun, what examples does the Rambam, what would constitute the issa of Amona, hurting an Amona? So the Rambam says, Chayev Odom Lizoy Bisayim Amon, it's me, right, whatever. V'heich Noigin Imoazim, how do you deal with such a person? Lo yidaba aleim el araki, he speaks to them gently. V'lo yinig ben abin akavin, with respect. V'lo yachiv gufon ba'avoidov, he shouldn't make them work, he shouldn't pay them with working too hard. V'yochus ha'mamoynam, should be careful with their money. Yes, I'm a atzmoy. Kol ha'makniton, whoever hurts them, a hechison, makes them angry, is over b'lo yisasa, shenema, as he brings the pasuk. So Ram doesn't say, you might have thought, the issa of Amon Lysana means, yishtech an almana. you say hurtful word. You know, Ram says no. Ram says, if you say to the Talmud, good morning, you know, with a, you know, not in a nice way, that's Amon Lysana. So, what's that got to do? That seems to be a complete different type of issa. We've been saying, the issa of Lysana Yishtachiv is hurtful words. Yishtech, and he's still, you know, you used to do this, your parents did this, whatever it should be. Here, we're talking about a gruff good morning, and not Baderech covered, you know, that seems to be something completely different. So, the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh writes, he says, a gewaltig insight. He says, that what is the yisod of the issa of our mother Loisa Anun, that we see, that even speaking disrespectfully, etc. He says, because if one speaks to our mother or Yosem or whatever, someone, a down and out person, whatever, in a disrespectful way, what does that person think? What does that Almana think? If my husband would be like, wouldn't speak to me like this. Because I haven't got... So it's like you've gone to Almana and said, you haven't got a husband. You didn't actually say those words. That's the pshat. So it's of Almana is Sa'anun, you didn't actually say anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. But the way you treat the person, especially such a person who is sensitive, and have every right to be sensitive, then they interpret the way you treat them as a reflection of their situation, because it's my situation. So it's like you say, like you're rubbing their nose in the dirt, so to speak. You say, I can speak to you like this because you are who you are, because you are this and you are that. The Mimela, that's why the Issa of Amon Lo Yisa'anun is related, but not the same, to Issa of Loisoinu Ishatachiv. Loisoinu Ishatachiv is straightforward. To your chava, to your spouse, or whatever it should be, a shtech. That's Loisoinu Ishatachiv. To Amon, even if it's not a shtech, because even not a shtech is also a shtech. I feel not, it's not a shtech. Mimela, come to us, as we find, it'll come out, that the it's choluk, the Issa of Loisoinu Ishatachiv, from the Issa of Amon Leisa'anon, Leisa'anon is a Achiv. That, as I've said, that is an explicit shtech. Absolute. We've been talking tatans, all right. Is Amon Leisa'anon is the what a person saying is ostensibly nothing, but it means something. It means something. It's a shtech for the person you're saying it to, because they take it as a because of their situation. That's why they're separate issa. It's interesting. There's a raya from Rambam to this yisod, that the issa, we'll come back to this, is mayor kler shayla zay, kler na shayla. So we said, loisoinu ishes ochiv means a shtech, amon loisoinu is even not a shtech, disrespectful, because she'll take it as a shtech. Right. So now, meken kler na shayla. What happens if you've got someone who's not an amon, not a yosem, but their circumstances were previous, they had were in good circumstances, whatever, and now their fortune has changed, and they're not such happy circumstances. If you go to them, and you don't shtech them, and you say to them something which sort of reminds them of their previous circumstances, without actually saying it, like if someone was living in a 55-room mansion, and he lost his money, and he had to move into a 2-room flat. So you come into, you say, oh, what a lovely flat, there's lots of room, you must be really missing what you're, you didn't say anything wrong, just like Ba'almana, if one speaks disrespectfully, so you're reminding her of her matzav, and therefore, even though you didn't say anything wrong, Yesh le'sapik meken kler na shayla, would that same type of issa apply to everybody in under those circumstances as well? Or is it limited only to Almana v'Yosef? They came clear. Is another shikla rai from the Rambam. The Rambam says another amazing thing. Lech Misha asked the kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol amoyne es hager bein b'mom and bein d'vorim. Someone who overcharges a ger bein b'mom and bein b'dvorim, whether it's in us mom or in us d'vorim, over b'shloisha lavin. He's over three lavin. He's over the lav of ger lo'sein. That's also this week's sedra, and also he's over in us d'vorim and he's over in us mom. That means, the Rambam is saying, and he repeats again later, that if someone overcharges a ger, he didn't speak a word to the ger, but he overcharged him, he's over the lav of a noas moment, and a noas devarim. The fellow came into the shop, he asked me how much did this cost, I told him it cost £55, it really cost £20, and I sold it to him, I said good morning with a smile on my face, I'm over a noas devarim. What's a noas devarim going to do? Where's a noas devarim? Pella, as if it's the Lech Mishnah. How could he be over a noas devarim by overcharging somebody? See, the Zokta Ersameach, Moedik Avot, the Ersameach says, you know why? Because when this ger realizes that he's been overcharged, you know what he says? Yenna's taking the mickey because I'm a ger, that's why. That's the Nos Dvorim, that's the Nos Dvorim. He says, he's taking advantage of my circle. If I wouldn't be who I was, he wouldn't dare to do this to me. He's doing it because that's the Nos. So we see from here, to the Sophic which we had before, we see that this Issa of Almana lo sa'anun, which means even there's not a direct shtech, but if one speaks in such a way that the person interprets that you wouldn't have spoke to me this way if I would have been in my previous circumstance, that one speaks gruffly to an Almana, you wouldn't have done this if a husband would be alive, then that's the issa by Nas Devarim. So, and that is not dafka by Almana, we see it by Ger as well, and by anybody. If you won't always find a Hechtimsa, but you find a Zai Hechtimsa, where you speak to somebody, and by the way you speak, without actually saying anything wrong, you remind them of their previous circumstances without actually saying anything, and that causes them to feel that you're speaking because they look down at you because of their previous circumstances in relation to what they are now. That's also the Sovin Oz Dvorim. If so, I think we can explain the Rashi, which we started with. Rashi says, as Kol Almana v'Yosem lo sa'anun. So Rashi says, who are dil chaladom? Why dal bonav yosef? Who are dil chaladom? Elish diba kosev behaver. That's normal. So we asked the question on Rashi, and as if Rashi had shver, why is it only about bonav yosef, by everyone? We said some fresh pasuk in the Torah. Said what does Rashi want? Some for in chalam. Actually, this is talking about bonav yosef, and the pasuk in the Torah is pashas behal. Said ishlachim. What's filled around? What does Rashi want? But the chat is because al bonav leisanul, like we see from the Rambam, is a different issa. It's an extension, like the way the Al Sheikh explains it. It's an extension of the issa. It's not even where there's the listen of leisanul ishlachim. Is a, when the Mufurish Shtech. That's Leisun Yishavachiv. Almana v'Yosam is more subtle. Almana, even if there's no Shtech, but if you're not Mechabed Almana v'Yosam in such a way that she feels, because I am who I am, that's why he's speaking to me like this, that's also Asa. And Rashi says, that's also B'chol Adam as well. That din, don't think this new Halacha is appropriate only by Almana. If you could apply it by other people, like by Ger, it would also apply. Because this is also part and parcel of the issa of our model Leisanul. So made away, so it comes out that we have these two issurim. Leisanu ishes achiv is whether the beforeish shtech. Our model Leisanul applies to everybody as well. The dibra kosebayva, that means speaking to someone in such a way as to remind them of their previous circumstances, and therefore they feel you speak to me because I am who I am, and therefore they feel hurt because of that. That's also issa of our, and that applies to cholodom. That's pshat in Rashi. Al Kaponim, we see from here, as we said, sticks and stones, words are also words, but there's a difference, really. That sticks and stones break a bone, but words never. As far as the person who's saying the words, he has to look at the sticks and stones. But the Mekabel, the avoid of the Mekabel, is not to be affected. That's, a person has to be very careful with his words, that's posh. But the recipient. His avoda is, I mean, the chinuch says you can answer back if you need to answer back, if it'll stop him. But his avoda is, that's his avoda. He has to work on the fact that, that's a garnish, what difference does it make? Who cares? Let him say what he wants, who cares? Since I can finish off, I saw a meiser, a meidik and meiser. We should put down the sefer on the Meir Chatosh, the Chevron and Mashgiach Sechayin, the Rachat Farn, the Baron Chatosh. So he says, he learned in Slobodka. And Slobodka, during the First World War, went to Degolos. It was somewhere in South Russia, Kremchuk or somewhere, I don't know how to pronounce it even, but somewhere or other, miles away from Kovno, where it was. And the Alte von Slobodka was there, Nossen Svi Finkel, the Eshter. And there was a Bacher Nishiva called Yosef Weinholz. I think Yosef Weinholz, with the name proper, Yosef Weinholz. So the story with Yosef Weinholz was that before the war, he became a chassan. He was fine at Bacher, the top boy. And it was Toyer Gdula Bacher Mechot, fantastic. In fact, Mrs. Zalman Melzer made his shidduch. What better could you have? He was the shadchan. And then he had friends or not friends or people spread rumors about it for whatever reason, and it got put off. The shidduch was broken. Fine. And then came the war, and everything went upside down. And he ended up in Slobodka, where they were in Godus. So one day, Reb Nosson Zvi Finkel called him in, Reb Nosson Zvi, the Alter for Slobodka, and he says to him, "I've received a letter. I would like you to read this letter." So he shows him the letter. The letter is a letter from a person who writes to the Reb Nosson Zvi. He says, he asks a teiva, a beta teiva from Reb Nosson Zvi, the Alter. He says, he had a chavah called Yosef Weinholz, and he was a chosim. And for whatever reason, he was jealous, whatever it was, and he spread rumors and broke off the shidduch. And now he's got charata. And he asks, he heard that the Tzibach is now learning in Slobodka. He writes a letter out to Slobodka. He should call him in and ask him, please, I should be moichel. So the Alter gave the letter. Show him the letter. Read the letter. No, what do you say? Moichel? I've been long moichel. He said, what? You've been moichel? Do you know what he did to you? He says, you had a Val Gewaltiger Shidduch, Bizar Major Shidduch, Teirig Dulu Mocha Mechel. You really, Michael, and now it's the war, and you're not married, all the rest. He said, are you really, Michael? So you're Schlang, Michael. You really sure you're Michael? Yes, I'm Michael. He says, do you realize, Alto says, if you were Michael, then you go under the category of Kolamavra al Midoisa, Mavir al Kol Peshov. If you're Mavra al Midoisa, you're the Mavra al Kol Peshov. Okay, yeah. So he says, does that mean you're a Tzadik Gomu? Okay. She says, give me a bracha. I want a bracha when I tell you. Dos of the Milef and I love Elam Shemich Apostle Eina Meshivim. We should help Taka, we should be Zoycha, to be Zoy with our speech, and Zoycha to the Madrega of the love Elam Shemich Apostle Eina Meshivim.
Thank you.